From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Leiden. Lebanese voters stood in line for hours today, a record turnout in a hotly contested election for a new government between two competing coalitions that campaigned on very different visions for Lebanon's future. On one side is the ruling coalition, allied with the United States. The challenger is a political bloc led by Hezbollah, the Shiite Muslim organization, allied with Iran and Syria. Some preliminary results are in. NPR's Deborah Amos has been following the vote and joins us from Beirut. Deb, what's the latest on the results of the elections?
Jackie, we've already seen on Lebanese television tonight that politicians from the ruling coalition known as March 14th are claiming a victory. I have to stress that these results are still unofficial, but it appears that the political bloc led by Hezbollah and a Christian politician, they've lost some of the key Christian districts in Lebanon, especially in Beirut, the Lebanese capital. Candidates for Hezbollah and another Shiite party, Amal, have won their seats in parliament, but the partnership with General Michel Aoun appears not to have given the coalition a majority. As I said, this is unofficial, but we've seen Saad Hariri, the leader of the ruling coalition, on television in a victory speech tonight.
Such a close race. Why did the Christian community have such a large role?
It's all in the numbers in parliament. There are 128 seats. The seats are allocated equally, 64 for Christian candidates, 64 for Muslim candidates, and then there's a breakdown according to various subsects. Hezbollah runs their candidates, 11 seats. Another Shiite party, Amal, they win their seats, but the strategy to reach a coalition majority has to be done with a Christian ally. Christians get 64 seats, so it's the Christian vote that was supposed to put the coalition over the top. Now, what Lebanese television is saying tonight, two factors affected this vote. One, on the eve of the election, Lebanon's Maronite Christian patriarch said the country faced an existential threat to his existence. He was talking about the vote, and it appeared that he was taking sides against General Aoun and Hezbollah. And here's one other factor. There were thousands of Lebanese who came from abroad to vote.
Well, it sounds like the patriarch and those Lebanese had a lot of influence. NPR's Deborah Amos, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jackie.